Dan Ruzanowski, longtime voice of the Sharks, joins us. Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Great to be with you guys. Thank you. I'm great.
Dan, the Sharks are the only team in the West that's won a road game so far in the playoffs. They got some lucky bounces. Brent Burns, I don't know if I've ever seen a one-timer like that go into the net, but good to be lucky, lucky to be good. The Sharks have really just overwhelmed the Kings with their speed. I know the Kings are a team that's won a cup recently and gives them all they have, but are you surprised at how much faster San Jose has looked for the majority of this series over L.A.?
Well, I'm not surprised because I've seen this team every day for the last 23 years. But beyond that, ever since they made the move to put Brent Burns up at forward last season, the Sharks have been building toward this, the idea that they wanted to play faster and harder and be supportive and to have the ability to have guys that were experienced enough to handle those things from the defensive position. They have Jason Demers. They have Marc-Edouard Vlasic able to jump in along with also Justin Braun, all of whom can really skate. And so that made that move last year possible. You throw in the unpredictability that Burns adds to the forward combinations and the ability of Joe Pavelski also to either play left wing with that top group with Thornton and Burns or to slide in with Tommy Wingles and with James Sheppard on a so-called third line that's better than most second lines in the NHL. I think that it's pretty obvious to see that the Sharks are playing that much faster game, and they've been building toward that, as I said, for a couple of seasons.
Dan, it's amazing. Who knew Brent Burns, first line forward? I mean, he's been in the league a while. The transition has been remarkable. It's really quite a feat on his part that McClellan was willing to try it, as testament to him. But it just seems that it's not just the speed. The size has been there in San Jose for a long time, but you guys retooled and added that speed. Now you throw size and speed at the Kings. They seem to have difficulty with it.
Well, and you have the third component of any great team. You have the size. You can be bigger than somebody and stronger than somebody. The Sharks are often that, and at least they're the equal of the LA Kings in that regard. They can be faster than somebody, which appears to be a major difference this year from last year's seven-game series, and that the Sharks are that's one half step or maybe full step quicker. And then you can be smarter than somebody. And I think the Sharks have a very high hockey IQ amongst their group. You talk about Brent Burns being on the so-called first line. I think it was Adam Oates, the head coach of the Washington Capitals, who said the Sharks have two essential first lines. Yeah. Who would argue with Patrick Marleau, Logan Couture, and currently Matt Nieto on the right wing side? Nieto has been really great for this team all year, but I think he's rising to the top in the playoffs with the intelligent brand of hockey that he's playing. Because he's got that great speed on the right wing side, it's really stressing out guys like Willie Mitchell and Robin Regier on the left side of the Kings' defense. And it's something really that I don't think LA has had that much of an answer for.
Dan Rozanowski joins us. Dan, when you look at San Jose and the importance of ending the series quickly. You know, like the LA Kings, when they won the Cup, they were sweeping everybody. People worried about the break. It didn't hurt them at all. Are the Sharks banged up at all? Is this a team that would benefit from not even going five games if possible?
So far in this series, there have been 312 hits. Kings have 169, and the Sharks have 143. And those aren't just love taps. Those are hard body checks by guys, as we've already said, are very, very large, strong, and tough. So I'd say everybody's banged up and bruised every series now. If you're not, you really don't deserve to be up three games to nothing, and the Sharks have earned every penny of that. So I'd say yes, I think that finishing the series is of prime importance. That's how the players feel about it. They've been on both sides of this coin in their history recently with a lot of guys in this dressing room. Last season, they were up three games to nothing against Vancouver in round one, and they did sweep in game number four, but it took 13 minutes of overtime and a Patrick Marleau overtime goal last year to do that. They'd kind of like to avoid that if they can. And on the other side of it, they've been up three games to nothing against Detroit in 2011 and watched the Red Wings win three straight games and force a game seven, which fortunately that year was at the SAP Center. So the Sharks were able to win game seven at home because of the home ice advantage. They have that home ice advantage now, but they would just dearly love to get that victory on the road tonight in Los Angeles, which has been a difficult place for them to play, to say the least, the last couple of years.
Dan, one of the many things that jumps out at me is this. You get Hertl and Rafi Torres back. maybe they're considered support players by some, but you know if you're going to go the distance, you need those guys coming through. How much of an impact have they had in your mind so far in the series?
I'd say gigantic. Number one, it allows the Sharks to field essentially their full team. The only guy that's been out with any sort of injury in the playoffs has been Adam Burrish, who's also an important guy. Think about this. The Sharks have been able to field a roster for these first three games without dressing two players of rather interesting importance. One, Marty Havlat, who has three overtime career overtime goals in the playoffs. That's a high number. Mm-hmm. And number two, Tyler Kennedy, who won a Stanley Cup championship as an important role player for Pittsburgh in 2009. You have the luxury to sit those guys out and have a third guy who's a Stanley Cup champion and not able to play because of injury. That just goes to show you how important the play of people like Hertl and Torres and their health have been, along with Matt Nieto, who I spoke about earlier.
You know, Rafi Torres, people in Edmonton know a lot about him. Obviously, San Jose remembers the hit on Mahalik back in 2006.
Sure.
He's a real difference maker in the playoffs, a guy who could, whether it's just with points, Dan, like he's a guy who can impact the game without ever actually being on the score sheet with goals and assists.
Well, he does. It's just the way that he looks at you. When other teams react to him when he steps onto the ice, you don't see that as much in the NHL these days. I think we used to see a little bit more of that, at least an element of that, back in the so-called halcyon years back in the early 90s. But I would say this, that he's also a very good hockey player, and fans in Edmonton know that. He's got a smart stick. He's very good at positioning. He's good at the skill game. In the shootout this season, when he's had to have a penalty shot like that, he's been very deft with putting the puck in the net when called upon, and a variety of other factors beyond the physical part that everybody seems to focus on. So this is a very strong hockey player. He was drafted in the top five in the NHL when he was selected in the draft, and I just think he's fitting in like a glove with Sharks hockey and the way that Todd McClellan wants this team to play.
Dan, what's been the message coming out from Todd and the players going in to this fourth game? The obvious one from the Kings' point of view is, hey, we can come back and, you know, one game at a time, let's claw our way back. I got to think Todd says, let's end it now, rest, and get ready for the next round.
What's the old phrase? Every game is game seven. That's how you have to approach it in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And there's no time for resting. There's no time for taking a shift off. There's only the time for focus, intensity, and intelligent hockey. And support of your teammates. And I think that, when you sit in the dressing room and you're getting ready to go out for a game like this, you look around the room at your teammates and you say to yourself, you know, I don't want to let those guys down. I want to make sure that when I'm on the ice, I give the effort that I see when I look across the ice and across the dressing room and I see Brad Stewart sitting there, or I see Joe Thornton, the captain of the team, coming out early before the scheduled practice to work on a very simple element of his shot or the way that he's doing a certain skating drill. And that's sort of contagious inside the Sharks locker room. It's a culture that they've worked hard to build, and it's one that they definitely have. And that's something that only will serve very well in this game number four, understanding full well that the Kings are going to give absolutely everything they can. They're a proud hockey franchise. And while these teams don't like each other very much, they respect each other.
Dan, looking a little bit ahead, not on this series, what do you think happens with Dan Boyle? Does he is he going to sign a contract to stay in San Jose?
I think he'd like to, and I think that the team would like to make it work out, and that's really where they're leaving it. There's absolutely no discussion about any of that right now, obviously, because they're focused on this season's Stanley Cup playoffs. But Dan Boyle's in his late 30s. Everybody knows that. They also know that he's an elite player and somebody that understands everything that needs to be done to make it in the NHL. He provides a great example to his teammates. And, he's not 28 years old anymore, but he still has a lot of value in the locker room.
Dan, enjoy the game tonight. It should be entertaining. These two teams have been hitting everything that moves. There's been a lot of goals. It's been entertaining to watch. We enjoy it. Appreciate your time.
I just can't wait to get this thing started. It's going to be fun. Thanks for having me on, guys.